Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
These bots can be destroyed and crashed in seconds. A lot of them have fire and flame and the ability to flip their opponents.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Ooh, flipping opponents?
You are a machine of death.
Thanks so much for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A happy Target Demo Friday to you. Let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, how you're listening. And we'll read through those coming up here in hour number three. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, 855-212-4227. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too? Get it all, geico.com. And Sunday, the NFL on CBS is at Lambeau Field. The Packers hosting the Raiders, plus a key AFC South clash between Houston and Indy. It all begins with Jamie and the guys getting you ready for all of the action on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. And I'll see you for Sunday morning football as well, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern time right here on all of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. Last night, Patrick Mahomes takes a quarterback sneak, comes up lame. We're waiting on the MRI. A guy that we go to is a great resource on the injuries around football. He was a team doctor for the Chargers of the NFL for more than 17 seasons. He's now pro football doc. He is Dr. Chow and joins us this morning on the show. Dr. Chow, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. It's always good to be able to pick your brain. And number one, I want to ask you, do you think the Chiefs put Mahomes in a bad situation by running a quarterback sneak, knowing that his ankle was not 100%?
No. I think Mike Tannier said, a worse position might be playing with Von Miller opposite him, coming down on him with some injured offensive linemen. I do not think beyond the normal scope of football, which always carries danger. If he was healthy enough to play with the high ankle, I don't think that quarterback sneak was particularly dangerous, nor do I think the right kneecap dislocation was directly or really even remotely indirectly related to the left high ankle sprain, which he's had since week one.
It's kind of a freak injury in this aspect, right? I mean, we have quarterbacks that do quarterback sneaks all the time, perfectly healthy. And rarely, if ever, do they get injured on the play. For him to get injured on the play was really something that almost never happens, correct?
Unusual, but you know, you never know what happens in the pile there, and obviously there's a lot of contact. But I would not say that a sneak is particularly dangerous. If it's a sneak where he's going up and over the lineman, maybe so. But he was huddled down literally on the rear ends of the offensive linemen kind of following them. So it was someone from the side that unfortunately injured him.
Dr. Chow joins us this morning on the show. ProFootballDoc.com is his website. ProFootballDoc is also his Twitter handle for great information on NFL injuries. So tell us what the decision to make is for the Chiefs as they get this MRI back today.
Well, ultimately, the decision is Patrick Mahomes, right? No one can force someone to have surgery or not have surgery. And the S-word surgery is on the table. I'm not saying he's going to have it for sure. I'm not saying that I know what the MRI is going to show. But typically, when you dislocate your kneecap, one first worry is there a loose chip of articular cartilage or something that's been knocked or scuffed off? Usually there isn't, which would be good news. But usually there is tearing of what we call the medial retinaculum, or four letters that all your listeners are going to get used to over the next few days, MPFL. Everyone knows ACL. Everyone knows MCL. MPFL is the ligament that attaches to the kneecap that helps hold it from going out of place. Lots of considerations there, but the potential is surgery either now or at the end of the season to try and keep this kneecap from recurrently popping out of place.
If he has surgery at the end of the season, how long does that keep him out for?
Typically a 6 to 9 month timeline. So is it impossible to do it at the end of the season and be ready for the next season? No, it's doable, but you know, it's a little bit tight, but it is doable. One comp that I talked about in the articles and other things is Matthew Stafford in 2009. He apparently had a similar injury. I don't know if it was exactly the same. Returned after 3 weeks, finished the season, and then had surgery in the off season. Now, of course, they're a little bit different. They both play quarterback, but they're both very different quarterbacks, and that factors into the decision-making as well.
So worst-case scenario for Patrick Mahomes is that they find that there's ligament damage, have to shut him down right now. He has the surgery, and he's out 9 months and comes back for next year. Is the best-case scenario they don't need to do the surgery now? He's off it for 3 or 4 weeks, comes back and plays the season, but then has to have the surgery in February and has to be out until next September or October?
Well, the best case scenario is very little or no ligament damage, no articular cartilage damage. His groove is deep. His knee angles are good. He can rehab it and never have a problem again. That's not super likely, but that's the best case scenario. The more likely scenario is what you're talking about here. Do they try and do it like Matthew Stafford, rehab him and return him to play with a brace? He might need to modify what he does a little bit, because certainly he's very good in the pocket, but he's very, very dynamic as a player. And the more dynamic that you are, the more chance the kneecap may shift. And then the fear is, do you knock off articular cartilage the next time it happens? And so that's the decision-making process after the MRI today. I'm sure they've already talked about it, the Chiefs and Mahomes and the doctors, et cetera, who, by the way, did a great job in putting the kneecap back on the field and the whole deal. So they're on top of it. They're going to know this. And the question is, do we risk this short term, or do we decide to live to fight another day, given that he's a young player and on a lot of years left?
Dr. Chow joins us this morning on the show. Two more for you. Number one, is there the risk of permanent damage? In other words, a knee that's not as mobile for the rest of his career?
Well, there's always that risk even to his left knee, right? It is correct. It's the game of football. So on any given play, anything can happen. But currently right now, absent bad news on the MRI with already some articular cartilage damage, he should be able to return to essentially 100% if you were to have surgery now. And yes, he could try and finish the season and still return to be 100%. But if lightning strikes a second time and he were to damage some articular cartilage, that could be the onset of arthritis and could affect him long-term. Not for sure, but could. These are the risks and rewards that the team and Mahomes will be talking about today, tomorrow, et cetera.
Final question for you, and that is, by virtue of seeing Mahomes walking off the field in his own power yesterday and in the post game, does that give us any sense of the severity of it?
Doesn't change anything for me. All that tells me is, look at how tough Mahomes is. Go back and look at the video. He couldn't move. He laid on top of his offensive lineman, not moving. Could not bend his knee because the kneecap was out of place. The offensive lineman underneath him wiggled himself out from underneath Mahomes. And the Chiefs doctors did a good job putting the kneecap back in, which gave him some fairly good instantaneous relief. But, of course, the next phase of swelling is coming, and he walked off. He's as tough as they come. I said week one, I was surprised he finished the game with the high ankle sprain week one. No one kind of listened because he did so well. And now week 5, 6, we talk about the high ankle because he re-aggravated it all the time. he is tough as they come. I am sure he is going to want to rehab and play through. The question is, if you're the Chiefs and your ownership, look, if you're a fantasy owner, you probably want him to play through. But if you're actually the owner of the team, what would you do with this situation?
David Chow joins us. He's always such a wonderful resource in situations like this. You can follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc or check out his website, ProFootballDoc.com, for the latest on injuries around the NFL. Doctor, it's always good to catch up. Thanks so much for doing it on short notice today.
No problem. And if your listeners sign up for free at the website, I'll be doing updates later today once we get the MRI results and there's more news on Patrick Mahomes.
Excellent. 17-plus years as an NFL team doctor. That website is profootballdoc.com. Really, really good stuff from Dr. David Chow. We love him around here. Book it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.